When Russell Pierce was state Senate president, he was called the de facto governor by some, while others considered him to be the most powerful man in Arizona government. Then a backlash started, and Pierce lost a recall election to Jerry Lewis. And now Pierce is back in the news, as Maricopa County Treasurer Haas Hoskins has offered Pierce a job. That's made some people very unhappy, including my next guest, Randy Padas, who led the successful effort to recall Pierce. Padas is leader of Citizens for a Better Arizona, and the group will be holding a special action at the treasurer's office in about 25 minutes. And Randy Padas joins me now. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
So did you think Russell Pierce's role in any form of Arizona government was finished?
For the most part, he's already, I think he's 67 years old. He's already collecting on retirement. I think he gets about $51,000 a year on retirement from either his duty as a sheriff and working state government before and as a legislator. We just felt that when you've been, you know, rejected and dismissed so much as he was during the recall and just denounced for his policies and losing the most powerful position of the Senate, that surely he wouldn't be qualified for this type of government job.
Is that what bothers you the most about it?
Well, as you said, it's just that when you look at what this, the little that we do know, one of the reasons we're doing the action day is find out more about this position, find out what was the treasurer's, you know, criteria with the other candidates. What was this, just a behind-the-door thing about a friend giving another friend a job? Because if it involves lobbying, you know, Russell Pierce is one of the most divisive and extreme political figures in Arizona politics. Now, he also has enemies within his own party in terms of a minority of moderate Republicans who don't go as far to the right as he does, as well as Democrats at the legislature. So to hire him on taxpayer money to lobby that body does not make sense for us as taxpayers.
Have you contacted the treasurer's office, and have you gotten any response?
You know, we put calls in, hundreds of people called in yesterday. I left a personal message as well. I have not gotten a call back. But again, this is about accountability and transparency. You know, we believe, and he can, Treasurer Hoskins can tell us differently, that Russell Pierce is not the most qualified person in the state of Arizona to do that particular job. And so if he is, in fact, the most qualified person, we want to see the evidence. We want to see what's going on.
Hey, are you looking into as well whether the job was posted and whether it was sort of given to him behind the
Absolutely.
Scenes?
Absolutely. We want to know what was the process. Was this something just like inside politics? Russell Pierce is also the first vice president of the Arizona Republican Party. He's very much involved in that type of those types of things in terms of speaking on issues of, you know, illegal immigration, speaking on, you know, Tea Party politics, and to have him come in and be a bureaucrat. And, you know, and the elected leaders of Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, they always talk about, oh, we like to be very pragmatic and not get too involved in whether you're a D or an R. I mean, this is just totally a 180-degree shift. And so we really want to know what's really going down. Is this about pension spiking for Russell Pierce because he wants to, you know, continue on and get a higher salary so he could basically, you know, readjust his pension in a few years? We just don't know what's going on here.
And Russell Pierce also hosts a radio show once a week, I believe, on an AM station as well. So he has his opinions
absolutely.
Out there as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's still, you know, on the very far extreme wing of the party, and so much so, this is someone who not only lost a special recall election, but when he ran again for the same seat in a Republican-dominated primary, lost by not just a few votes, lost by double digits. So this is someone who's also been just rejected by one of the most extreme red districts in the state of Arizona. So we just can't imagine why, when Hoskins is thinking about someone to hire, that name comes up.
Randy, some critics are going to say that we don't know, obviously, the process. We're going to find that out as well, as you said. What went into this hire? There are going to be some people that say, well, regardless of whether he's old enough to retire, he should be able to take a job if somebody offers it to him. What would you respond?
Yeah, absolutely. He can take a job as offered to him. But we're saying this is not some private company. This is the fourth largest county in the state of the United States. I mean, this is a place where, he's always railing against public funding for public education, public funding for this. He's not going to be on the government payroll again. This is someone who, because he can't even live up to his own values and morals, and so what we're questioning, yes, he has a right to pursue any type of economic opportunity that he wants when it comes to employment. But at the same time, you know, there's a whole bunch of baggage that comes with them. We want to make sure this is not some sort of political patronage payback for some favor Russell Pierce has done for Mr. Hoskins or anyone else in that county, and make sure that we get the most qualified person for that particular job. And based on what we know about Russell Pierce's education, his background, he is not the most qualified person to be managing anything technical or also, you know, implementing or overseeing any type of program or project in Maricopa County.
And Russell Pierce is keeping himself in the news in other ways as well. Yesterday, in the controversy of what was going on in Oracle with the expectation of the bus of child migrants being brought in, he was interviewed on television down at that event. What are your thoughts on that?
again, this, well, he's very consistent in the sense of just being anti-immigrant, anti-Latino, you know, putting out falsehoods about what's really taking place. And so for him to be so engaged in a process for trying to really block refugee children from Central America to come to the United States even more interesting, this is actually what our federal government is doing, is actually following the law, what they're supposed to do when people come to the border, especially children, and pretty much turn themselves in. That's the process of law. What they have to do next is, you know, process them, put them in front of a judge and everything else. Russell Pierce wants to obstruct that process. So this is a man full of inconsistencies and contradictions, someone that doesn't have the mental capacity to probably run anything at the Maricopa County government. So we're really concerned what's taking place.
Finally, how far are you willing to go on this?
We'll have to wait and see. We want more information. We didn't know, was there an open process? Was there a job posting? Who were some of the counties vetted? Was there a national search? What really went down, were any laws violated in terms of, you know, this type of hiring, and exceptions made because of who he was versus what qualifications he had to be, you know, in that particular spot? And what is Hoskins doing contacting people, telling them to apply for these jobs that they're supposed to be posted?
Randy Pottas is leader of Citizens for a Better Arizona. The group is holding a special action at the county treasurer's office at noon today. Randy, thanks for the time.
Thank you.